Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day. Because human contact spreads the coronavirus, some machines are now being viewed as the worker's protector. This has accelerated the use of robots this year in a way no one expects to stop, even after the virus is conquered. Many worry that when labor becomes cheap post the pandemic, firms may not roll back these inventions, says David Otter, an economist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. New automation also seems to be affecting retail jobs. There are 500,000 fewer of them than last November, according to the BLS. South Korea is opening dozens of free coronavirus testing sites amid a surge in infections. Health authorities will open 150 virus testing centers in the Seoul area in phases, in addition to more than 210 existing sites, as part of efforts to slow down the outbreak, reports AP. The new testing sites are scheduled to stay open for 3 weeks, and anyone can take a free coronavirus test. Previously, people wanting to take diagnostic tests on their own have had to pay if they test negative. In other news, Germany announced a partial lockdown from Wednesday with non-essential shops and schools to close in a bid to halt what authorities have called an exponential growth in infections. Peru has temporarily suspended trials of Sinopharm's vaccine after an adverse event during a clinical trial. Japan, on the other hand, will suspend its go-to domestic travel incentive campaign after cases surged last week. An oil tanker has suffered an explosion early Monday near Saudi Arabia's port city of Jeddah after being hit by an external source, reports the Associated Press. A shipping company suggested that this is yet another instance of attack off the kingdom amid its year-long war in Yemen. All 22 sailors on board the BW Rhine managed to escape without serious injury, the BW Group has said in a statement. Saudi Arabia did not immediately acknowledge the blast, which struck off a crucial port and distribution center for its oil trade. However, it comes after a mine attack last month that damaged a tanker off Saudi Arabia that authorities blamed on Yemen's Houthi rebels. Another attack targeted a cargo ship off the small port city of Nishtun in Yemen's Far East earlier this month. The United Kingdom Marine Trade Operations urged ships in the area to exercise caution and said investigations were ongoing. Palm oil imports by India probably slumped to a 5-month low in November as rising prices curbed demand, reports Bloomberg. Inbound shipments likely fell almost 20% from a month earlier to 62200 tons, according to G.G. Patel, managing partner of GGN Research. That compares with 668363 tons in November last year. A drop after bumper festival purchases could cap benchmark prices of palm oil used in everything from cooking oil to shampoo in India, which is the world's biggest buyer. Futures in Malaysia rose almost 10% last month amid strong demand from India and China, and hovering near an 8-year high. The tropical oil is at parity with soybean oil instead of the usual discount, making it less competitive in some markets. The ambassador of France to Iran would not participate in an online business forum in Tehran this week, in a growing row between Iran and European nations over the execution of Iranian dissident journalist Ruhollah Zam. Other envoys from Germany, Austria, and Italy were also cancelling their involvement in the December 14th event, the French Foreign Ministry said on Twitter. At the foot of its tweet, the ministry ran the hashtag #NoBusinessAsUsual. Earlier, Iran's foreign ministry summoned the envoys from France and from Germany, current holder of the European Union's rotating presidency, to protest over French and EU criticism of the execution on Saturday, Iranian media reported. France on Saturday called Zam's execution barbaric and unacceptable and said it ran counter to Iran's international obligations. Zam has been based in Paris before he was captured in Iraq and taken to Iran. Taiwan will submit an application to join the revamped version of the Trans-Pacific Partnership once it has finished informal consultation with its existing 11 members, talks which are ongoing, the island's foreign ministry told Reuters. While a member of the World Trade Organization, many countries are wary of signing trade deals with Taiwan, fearing objections from China, which claims the democratic island as its own territory, and Taiwan has sought greater access to multilateral deals. The tech powerhouse has been trying to join the 11-country Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. In a statement, Taiwan's foreign ministry said that new member applicants need to complete informal talks with existing members first and reach a consensus. The original 12-member agreement was thrown into a limbo in 2017 when US President Donald Trump withdrew. You're listening to Mint Light Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.